This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Flares and explosion could be seen lighting up the night sky over Gaza Strip on Friday as Israeli forces continue to strike the embattled enclave. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke about the ongoing battle on Thursday.
For our part, the United States has made clear that Israel has to make maximum efforts to avoid civilian casualties, even as Hamas continues to use civilians as human shields.
The United Nations said nearly 2 million people, more than 80% of Gaza's population, have been driven from their homes since they started the Israel-Hamas war, triggered by the deadly October 7th Hamas assault on southern Israel. Fighting between Israel and Hamas rages on in Gaza's second-largest city, blocking much-needed aid from the civilian population. We get more from the AP's Karen Chalmers.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said in a letter to the 15-member council that Gaza's humanitarian system was at risk of collapse after 2 months of war. Guterres invoked Article 99 of the UN Charter, which says the Secretary General may inform the Council of matters he believes threaten international peace and security. His spokesperson, Stefan Dujarric, said in a news conference,
"The Secretary General urges the members of the Security Council to press to avert a humanitarian catastrophe, and he appeals for a humanitarian ceasefire to be declared."
The 22-nation Arab group at the UN has strongly backed a ceasefire, but the United States, Israel's closest ally, has veto power in the Security Council and has not supported a ceasefire. I'm Karen Chamas.
The United States reaffirmed its support for Guyana amid growing dispute with neighboring Venezuela over the oil-rich Essequibo region. Both countries claim the region, but has been administered by Guyana since 1899 and represents two-thirds of its territory. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Hunter Biden, the U.S. president's son, has been indicted on 9 charges in the western state of California, adding to the gun charges on special counsel's investigation. We get more from the AP's Norman Hall.
The new charges, 3 felonies and 6 misdemeanors, come in addition to federal firearms charges in Delaware alleging Hunter Biden broke a law against drug users having guns in 2018. He had been previously expected to plead guilty to misdemeanor tax charges as part of a plea deal with prosecutors who said he failed to pay taxes on $4 million in personal income in 2017 and 2018. Congressional Republicans have also pursued an impeachment inquiry into President Biden, claiming he was engaged in an influence peddling scheme with his son. The House is expected to vote next week on formally authorizing the inquiry. I'm Norman Hall.
A man fired a shotgun twice outside of a Jewish temple in the state of New York on Thursday, hours before the start of Hanukkah, then said, "Free Palestine," as he was taken into custody, according to police. No one was hurt. Governor Kathy Hochul spoke to reporters after the shooting.
"Any act of anti-Semitism is unacceptable and undermining the public safety at our synagogue the first night of Hanukkah is even more deplorable."
The episode took place amid rising fears of anti-Semitism worldwide and fallout from Israel's intensifying war in Gaza, which faces heightened criticism for the mounting Palestinian death toll there. Former British leader Boris Johnson denies that he wanted to let COVID-19 rip through the population. We get more from the AP's Karen Chalmers. We're going to have that story coming up for you in just a moment.
Former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson rejected suggestions that he wanted the coronavirus to spread throughout the British population. His denial came on the second day of testimony at a public inquiry into the crisis. On the first day of his testimony, Johnson defended his position at the time.
"We underestimated the scale and the pace of the challenge."
Johnson's denial came as he was confronted with a series of diary entries by his chief scientific advisor. The diary entries indicated he had argued in favor of letting the virus spread rapidly to increase immunity rather than imposing further restrictions on the people of Britain. His response? He shook his head and said, "No, no, no." Karen Chamas, London.
And for more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.